Washington Senator Patty Murray takes the stage tonight at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. KUOW's David Hyde is at the convention this week talking with Washington's delegates. He asked Senator Murray about Hillary Clinton's historic nomination for president.
You know, it is really a time where I'm kind of in awe. We have a woman now who is breaking the glass ceiling at the very top. I have always gone out to the state and talked to young girls and say, you can be whoever you want to be. Now they will see it for real.
We've been talking to delegates from Washington State, and there's mixed feelings about this convention even still. The Bernie delegates in particular say, look, the process is flawed. What do you think about that?
Look, I love the passion on behalf of all of our delegates, both those that are here for Bernie and those that are here for Hillary. And what I love watching is that we're actually, both of us, everybody, the Bernie people, the Hillary people, are all debating about the issues that I think are important and that I think people in Washington State and across our country think are important. College affordability, access to equal economic justice, overturning Citizens United. These are issues that we really join on. And as I have said to everyone, the way we really make progress on this, and what Bernie has said to them, is after this election, make sure that Hillary wins the presidency so that when we get them passed, we have a president who will actually sign these into law. If Donald Trump is president, he will not increase the minimum wage. He will not help us overturn Citizens United. He will appoint Supreme Court justices that take us in the opposite direction. So in order to take the passion from all sides and move it along, we need Hillary Clinton in the White House to make sure we can continue to move forward.
But what the Bernie folks have been saying to us, at least, is that the process is one where the Democratic Party establishment kind of makes its decision a little bit too early on in the process. We saw that with the superdelegate system. We saw that with some of the WikiLeaks about the DNC. And maybe that's not the best way to go. Is there, you know, if she doesn't win in November, is there going to be some rethinking on the part of the Democratic Party about how these decisions get made?
And that's up to the party. I'm an elected official, but it's up to the party. I think it's a great time for them to assess the process and say, how do we make sure it is fair? And moving forward to make recommendations to do that. I think that is a great thing for all of us to be doing.
What's it going to mean when Hillary Clinton formally accepts the nomination?
I think I and a lot of people across the country are going to think about the historic moment that we just had. And that moving forward, we have an opportunity in this country to put somebody in the White House who I believe is tough, is strong. I have worked beside her in the United States Senate. I have worked with her as Secretary of State, and I know she listens, she hears people, and she fights to make sure that people's voices are heard and that we get the kind of country that gives the opportunity to future generations. So I'm very excited.
You've been in politics a long time. Here's a woman breaking a major glass ceiling. But what about your personal story and your experiences with sexism in politics and kind of what this all means?
You know, when I came into the United States Senate in 1992, there had only been two women senators before. The year I was elected, we became six women senators. So a lot of men still are today. But what I know is that when women are in the room, we bring the issues forward that families expect us to talk about, whether it's education or health care or transportation or child care or equal pay. These are issues people are talking about. And what we will know after this election is that we got somebody in the White House absolutely focused on that. To me, that's so important. When I came into politics, there were very few voices. I would often look around the room and go, okay, I got to voice this for every woman in the country. And as women grow in the Senate, more numbers, and as we have women in the White House, that voice will be more powerful.
That was Washington Senator Patty Murray speaking with KUOW's David Hyde. Murray speaks tonight at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. You can hear live coverage from the DNC here on KUOW starting tonight at 6:00.